Exercise 3, page 48. Speaker 1.
I learned to cook from my gran. She was a brilliant cook, and as a child I loved being in the kitchen with her, mainly because I got to taste all her lovely food as it was cooking. But she was very strict about hygiene. Her golden rule was that every time you handled a piece of food, you had to wash your hands before touching anything else. At the time, I thought she was being too fussy. I didn't think it was necessary to be so careful, but I realize now that she was absolutely right.
Speaker 2.
As a hotel chef, I have to keep an eye on all the staff working in my kitchen, especially if they are new to the job. Sometimes they make unbelievable errors. I remember one time I had asked a young lad to chop some chicken and then prepare the vegetables. I turned round and saw that he was slicing an onion on the same board we use for meat. He had no idea that you should always use a separate board for meat products.
Speaker 3.
Whenever I eat at a restaurant, and it doesn't matter if it's an expensive one or a moderately priced one, I always ask to see the kitchen. The dining area might look lovely and clean, but that doesn't mean the kitchen is. Most restaurants don't mind in the least and are quite happy to let you have a quick look. Funnily enough, it's the pricey restaurants that tend to say no, as they seem to think it's an insult. If a restaurant refuses, though, I just leave, and I don't go back either.
Speaker 4.
I work in nutrition hygiene, and it never fails to amaze me that the vast majority of people are under the impression that most cases of food poisoning result from food prepared in restaurants or other professional kitchens. But the truth is that most cases occur in people's own homes. This is because a lot of people don't know much about food safety at all. On the other hand, people working in a professional kitchen have had the proper training, so they know all the do's and don'ts about preparing food safely.
Speaker 5.
I don't like eating out at all. I don't mean just at restaurants, but at other people's houses too. I know where I am with my own food, and I don't trust others to have the same standards as I do. When we go on holiday, we always go self-catering, so that's not a problem. But if we get invited out for a meal anywhere, my husband gets quite embarrassed about explaining why we can't go. If it's something really important, like a wedding reception, I'll just pick at bits of food and say I'm not hungry.
Speaker 6. I've never really been one for cooking. It's too time-consuming and I'm always on the go. I've got my favourite places to eat in my hometown, and I can't say I have ever had a problem with the food at any of them. If I go away somewhere, I try to find out where the best places to eat are before I leave. The only time I had a really bad experience was in France, would you believe it? But it was a stomach virus, not the food. I couldn't eat for days.